Praise the Lord. Now, open your Bible now. Let's do some. I say faint not. I want us to X-ray the life of some things in the life of Abraham. And I want you to tell you that the journey is very long. Your journey is a very long. What God has called you and I to, the journey is a very long journey. So many times we start the journey thinking it's very, very short. And after sometimes we get discouraged, you start giving up. It's a very long journey. And I want to show us from the life of Abraham. And then by the time we see, the question will answer itself. The question will answer as a measure of answer. Scripturally. Praise the Lord. Now, open your Bible. I want somebody to, where's my Bible too? I want somebody to please come and stand beside me and keep the Bible open so that you can know. Let me ask who? Ben. Okay, Rob Ben. So that I'll be looking at your Bible while I'm holding this recorder. Okay. We'll be reading the Bible together. Now, I just want to give us a background. Terah had how many children? Abraham's father.
Three.
Terah had three children. This is Terah, right? You draw a line like they used to draw. We have who's the first name there?
Abraham,
right? Abraham.
Abraham.
Oh, this Abraham. Where is it? Abraham. Okay, Abraham. Who's the what's the second name there?
Nahor.
What's the third name?
Haran.
Haran. Praise the Lord. Now, this is Abraham's father. What's his name?
Terah.
He had three sons. He had other children, maybe daughters. They just list, Bible list sons. If you follow from Genesis chapter 5, they mention the sons. And the rest, they mention the sons. Some, they even mention the firstborn. The firstborn son, and then the rest of the children. If you read Genesis 5. Now, who was the firstborn? He had three children. Who was the firstborn of Terah?
Abraham.
Yes, you are right. Don't be scared. Because don't be scared. You know why? You know, they are what we call consistent biblical understanding. The Bible normally mentions them in the order of genealogy. And that's why Joseph, when the brother came to meet him, even when they wanted to sit down to eat with him, when he wanted to reveal himself to his brother, they sat down according to their birthright. So the firstborn will be mentioned first. So you can insinuate and that Abraham was the firstborn, right? Followed by who?
Nahor.
Followed by what? Haran. Then after some time, I leave a space. This space I left here was when God gave them instruction that they should go to praise the Lord. This was birth. When they gave birth to them, from here to here, 75 years has passed. Can you see this line? What did I write here? 75 years has passed here. Then we met them at the age of 75. Abraham was 75. Right? Abraham was 75. And they say, Terah, this was when we met them and we started having the instruction, leave your father's house. And Terah and Abraham, all of them left, right?
Yes.
So, this was 75 years later. 75 years later. We still have how many sons there? One of them, Abraham, right? Abraham, right? How many sons does he have after 75 years? And who? Haran had died. Yeah, good. We are following it. So, Haran had died. So, in the space of these 75 years, Haran, right? One of the things we can, one of the highlights we can come up with is that the death of Haran. Some things are happened. See, the things that, you know the Bible, listen to me. God record the things that are in line. You see, there are so many things that happen. But God record only the things that are in line with his purpose, with what he wants to reveal. Any other detail will be left out. Some detail that will be mentioned will be by the way. So if you look at biblical revelation and record, God record the thing pertaining to his son, Jesus Christ. And the thing that has to do with his coming and some other, that's his eternal purpose. So those are the things that are recorded. Let me put this pen. So now, part of the highlight is that Haran, right? Haran what? Died. They didn't mention the rest of the story. But now we have Abraham, we have Lot. In place of Haran, we have who?
Lot.
Haran is the third born. Lot is a Lot. This is Abraham, this is Nahor, and this is Lot. After these 75 years, Nahor had grown. Praise the Lord. Okay, it will dry up. After these 75 years, Haran had died, right? Are we following it? Ben, please go here so that they can see the board. Are we following it? Haran had died. Right? Praise the Lord. I said things that happened in the space of these 75 years from when they were born. Right? Abraham is 75. Now will be lesser. Haran will be lesser than 75. Being the third born. So after the, when God met them 75 years later and spoke, that departs. As at the time Abraham was departing with terror or something, Haran has already died. But in between these 75 years, Haran had given birth and the boy has grown up to be a man. And is now Lot. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Lot is the son. You don't forget that Lot that was having shepherd, having property, and they were struggling with Abraham property. Was his son to who? Abraham's brother's son. Right? Haran gave birth to what? Lot. Are we together?
Yes,
so probably Lot will have married. We don't have the year, but we can assume a range. We can presume a range. So if Lot should be, let's say, in his 20s, right? Haran will have married how old? Let's say 10 years range. Let's say Lot, being that he was in Mashot, let's say 22, we don't know, but within that range, because a man was a grown man, he has health, he has property, and probably may have a wife. Did he mention it? But let's leave that aspect. So how old was Haran? Just a range, a radius. How old was Haran when he married? Okay. That's around between 30 to, let's say, 35, right? But he was lesser than, within 75 years, he had a grown-up child. So that means, except we want to assume that Haran married before Abraham. We want to also assume that he married before Lot. But if he did not marry before them, praise the Lord. Why is he going to down or just speak? Just say, Haran is the third born. Eh? Haran is the third born. Abraham is the first born, right? Followed by Nahor, followed by Haran. This is the age that Haran married. Now, so we've established that Haran married within the radius of in his 30s. Let's say in his 30s, could be late 20s or in his 30s. That was when Haran married. That's the third born of. So let's say he married before them or something, whichever, but you've understood that Haran married at this age now. Now go back to your Bible. Wait. Look at me. In those times, what was the age that people married in the times of Abraham? I don't want us to assume. So that's why I want to teach us with biblical understanding. There are some things you can infer from the Bible. Look at, go to Genesis. Genesis, before they gave birth to Terah. Genesis chapter 11. Abraham is a descendant. Abraham and Terah, they are descendants of Shem. Noah had three sons. What are their names? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And God's covenant and nation is going to come through Shem. It was through Shem. Terah is a descendant of Shem. Abraham is a descendant of Shem. So the covenant that the three sons, God was, you know, if you remember Canaan, Shem. What are the name of the three sons? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Who was the one that was cursed?
Ham.
God did not, Noah did not even curse Ham. If you read your Bible, he cursed his descendant. He said, curse the Canaan. And Canaan was the son of who?
Ham.
Yes, he cursed his descendant, he cursed his seed. So that curse he now will be transgenerational. He cursed his seed. So he said, curse the Canaan. Not Ham, he cursed his seed. So, praise the Lord, that's just by way of giving us understanding as we proceed along. So, he had Ham, he had Shem, who was the firstborn of Noah? Shem.
Shem,
Ham. Ham was the secondborn, right?
Yes, yes.
Secondborn, and that one produced the Canaanite, the Gigashite, the Hivite, all those ones that God destroyed. So, we are now left with Shem and who? Japheth. And the promise that God gave Japheth, if you go back and read that Japheth will dwell in the tent of Shem. So Shem was the one that holds the covenant. So Noah and Terah, Abraham were descendants of Shem, right? Look at Genesis chapter 11. Can I read verse 10? Now this is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. You know, they lived longer before the flood. Hope you remember. 930 years, 900 years. But after the flood, God said that the man will not live more than 120. He reduced the age of man. So, those who the firstborn, that's a Shem, they live a little bit longer, like 200 years. After that, people started dying at 81 or something years. So I want us to have that perspective. Now look at it. Verse 10, Genesis 11, verse 10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. After he begat Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begat sons and daughters. He had other sons, right? Shem, Arphaxad, okay. They didn't mention those sons, right? They mentioned the first one because that first, it is the lineage of that first one that God is going to form the nation of Israel. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's why God mentioned. Then look at verse 13. Arphaxad was 35 years old and begat Sarah. Now please listen to what I'm going to be listing. Please remove this. You'll be telling me their names. Shem gave birth to who? Arphaxad. Abi, let me just spell it. Shem was how old when he begat Arphaxad? 100. And he lived after he begat Arphaxad how many years? 500 years. Totaling how many years? You know, they were still the direct descendant of that old generation that God allowed to live. So, but after them, God said the age of man is going to be reducing. Arphaxad was how old? When he gave birth, right? He gave birth to who? Shelah. Shelah was how old when he gave birth? No, okay. He lived for how many years? 400 what? 403 years. And what? And he begat what? And he died, Abby. That's 440 years, right?
Yes.
Am I correct?
438.
Okay. 438, right?
Yes.
I'm going somewhere. What did I say I'm trying to minister on? Faint not. Alright, so let's be patient. We are getting there. Okay. So he lived for 403 years, right?
Yes.
So making a total of 438 years. Okay, how about Shelah? Let me.
30 years.
Eba. Okay. How many old did he live? Again, 433, making a total of.
The total is
433. Live 403.
After 30 years, he now lived another 403.
So him and the other person lived 403.
So the other was 438.
The record of after 403.
Shelah lived 30 years.
Arphaxad lived married at 35 years. After he lived for how many years? After 35 years.
Another 400.
3 years. Shelah was 30 years when he gave birth. After that, he lived how many years? Eber was how old?
34
years. And he live another
430.
Making a total of 464. Who else again? Peleg was how old? Can you see the covenant is beginning to work? This one dropped by almost half. Can you see? That's not the teaching for today. I'm just showing you biblical understanding. So, making a total of 239. Can you see? All right. After Peleg, who else? Reuel. How old? And begat. How old?
207.
Making a total of 239. Who else again? Serug. 30 years. How old? How many remaining years? 200. Making a total of. After Serug. Nahor. 29 years. How old? 119. Making a total of 148. Can you see almost by 100 less? Give birth to. At 70 years, he was Abraham,
Nahor,
and Haran. They didn't tell us the year he got married, right?
Yes.
But see, as I did say, he had his three, right? Then after Terah, who again?
Abraham.
Abraham. Oh, okay. What was the age that people were getting married in their days? You are not going to count Shem. You are not going to count Shem. Shem belongs to the other generation before the flood. This was from Arphaxad started the generation after the flood. To whom the word of God is going to take effect that they will not live 100 years. So starting from here, right? How old were they marrying?
39.
Okay. So this is the radius, Samuel, the way you are looking, I don't understand. Are you following the story? This is Arphaxad. He married, right? So is it consistent with Haran?
Yes.
This one, is it consistent with Haran?
Yes.
Is it consistent with Haran?
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to Nahor, you discover that the same thing is consistent with Nahor. Because, okay, let's read further. Let's know the time that Nahor too got married. So can I clean this place? You've gotten this story that I've said, right? Let me clean some of this place here now. I want to show something about, okay. And I have another body. It's inside that.
So I think we should clean the other one. We have established.
No, leave it. We have another body inside that small sitting room. Tony, please let me bring it. Maybe put it here. So this is serious business. Yes, they say reasoning daily in the school of what? The lecture of Tyrannus.
Yes.
So now let's establish something from the life of Nahor. When did Nahor got married? Now let's go back to Genesis 11. Then Abraham and Nahor took wives. They took wives, right? The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was who?
Milka.
The daughter of what? The daughter of Haran, the father of Milka, the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren and she had no child. Terah took his son Abraham and his grandson Lot, and took his son and the son of Haran and his daughter-in-law Sarai. Now, when Isaac wanted to get married, Abraham gave birth to who?
Isaac.
And Nahor gave birth to who? Rebecca was whose son? You said?
No.
Who? Nahor gave birth to who?
Bethuel.
Bethuel, right?
Yes.
So, they say both. Don't worry, we read. They say Abraham and Nahor got married, right?
Yes.
Do you remember? You say? For Nahor, right? Now, okay, but I know Rebecca was whose daughter? Bethuel. Okay. They say Nahor and Abraham got. Nahor. Abraham and Nahor got. They got married. Now, look at it. Nahor gave birth to who?
Bethuel.
Bethuel gave birth to who? Yes, the lady that they married, Rebecca, right? Are we correct? Rebecca is Bethuel's. You are the one with the Bible now, tell me. Genesis 22. Now, Nahor gave birth to who? Bethuel gave birth to. So, now, Nahor gave birth to Bethuel. Bethuel grew up, became a matured man, took wife, gave birth to a daughter. The daughter grew and became a mature person. Can you see something missing in the life of Abraham?
Yes.
This will become. I need your maximum attention to understand this thing. Can you see something missing in the life of Abraham? This is Nahor. Nahor, at this place, you can put the story that Abraham was what? No, Abraham or Sarai. This is Sarai or Abraham, both of them together. Abby?
Yes.
Sarah. Was what? Abraham, Nahor gave birth to Bethuel. Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Ordinarily, Isaac should marry the daughter of this Abby.
Yes, sir.
You're like me now, my daughter, Abby. Like who actually used to give example. Abraham gave birth, now gave birth to Bethuel. Bethuel grew up, played from a child, become mature, that married wife, and now gave birth. When Rebecca was the same age mate with Isaac. Did you notice a missing link here?
Yes.
Eh? If you don't understand, let me. Who understand what I'm trying to say? The missing link, that is the age of barrenness. So Abraham was not, when God met Abraham, Abraham was 75 years old. And that's the one we know. And he was barren for 20 how many years? From the one we know. 25 what? 25 years. So you need to add another 30 years. Praise the Lord. Because in this space now, right? In this space, just like me and somebody got married. Maybe the same time, I have king now. Now that king is plain, I don't have a child. Right? King now grow up and become like, let's take the least year they marry, let's say 29 years. 29 years. And king now give birth. The lady that king now gives birth, let's say lady is married early, and she now becomes like 22. Right? Then that person's first son is now marrying that king's daughter. That's granddaughter. So that was what happened in the life of Abraham. So if the estimated age, most of them in their generation, this was the age they were getting married. And Abraham being the first son, now who married at this age, true or false? The Bible told us Haran married at this age. No, the Bible did not say, but we've established that Haran married within this range. We've also seen that Nahor married within this range, right? How do you know that Nahor married within this I say it's a range, that's why I didn't put a year within this range, because Abraham that was delayed, by the time his own son was getting mature to marry, he was marrying the grandson of now I've given birth, that child have married and given. Now is the young. These are the two younger brothers to Abraham. So if they got married within this range, I want to presume that Abraham married within this range. So by the time Abraham, I say I want to presume. Do you understand? But with Bible, I have given you sufficient this thing that I want to presume, because when they say he was barren, when they say Abraham was barren, so. He said. He said Abraham was. Yes, now Abraham was. But I'll show you. Don't forget. Don't jump. I'll show you. It continues. Don't, before you ask your question, let me land where I want to land. So, Haran married within this range. Now, he married within. Abraham was delayed. When he said Abraham, as at the age of 75 years, Sarah was already barren, and he was barren for a lot of years. So when God gives a promise, that's why Abraham is the father of faith. Abraham is the beginning of our walk with God. So I want you to see the process that Abraham passed for God to qualify him for that covenant, for that blessing. God started with him even when he had not even yet known God, even before God called him. God delayed the seed. Praise the Lord, because he was going to have that seed in circumcision. What if Abraham had got to be him like any of all? He was going to have that. He's going to be a child of covenant. He was going to have that child in circumcision. So God delayed him. All of them were getting married and he was buying. Just like Hannah. All those ones that eventually they were buying. God delayed them because God wanted to do something with those child. So God delayed the seed of Abraham from having a child like that. So even when he had called him, even 25 years later after the call, the baby had still not come. Till Abraham was 100 years. He got one at the age of 86, Ishmael. 14 years later, after God, 11 years later, after God spoke to him, but God said, that is not the child. That is not the seed. It was 25 years later that the seed came. So can you imagine, I want you to imagine the life of Abraham. So marry for like 10 years, 20 years and 30 years without a child. This time alone, there's no even covenant, there's no even God to lean on. Abby, you know, this one, he started knowing God, the angel will appear to him, God is there, Abraham found faith in God, he had faith. This one, faith had not showed up in the life of Abraham. So you can imagine what the man was passing through as a person. Then after God met him, you cannot imagine, he got to a point that he got to his neck. He says, I go childless. What will you give me? See, looking at me, that I am going what? Childless. Is that not what he said? Then God told him, Abraham, you are going to be a nation. You are going to be a multitude of nations and everything. Then Abraham now gave birth to what? Ishmael and Isaac. And God said, Ishmael is not in the record. Right? That one is, by the way, is not part of your record. It's not part of your genealogy. It's not part of your record. When it relates to the covenant, the one that is part of the covenant is who? Isaac. Correct. So we're getting to another interesting point. Please listen. I was so random. Here. So we've seen it. So we now get to Isaac. Now, when Abraham, how old was Abraham when he gave birth to Isaac? We'll come back to the story again from 75 to 100 now. He gave birth to Isaac as 100. So, and God had told him that in Isaac you are going to be a multitude of nations, kings and princes will come out of you. How old was Isaac when he got married? You should read it, eh? Isaac, no, it was there now. Isaac was, how old was Isaac? Go, yes, flip, go, flip your pages. How old was Isaac when he, open my Bible. Isaac, Genesis, you seen it? I want to show you, I know it's there, but in the Bible, but I want you to see so that. 24. Huh? A bite for Isaac, Genesis 24, Abi. Okay. No, it's there, it's well stated. Look, you guys should peruse and browse it and see it. When she said Rebecca was barren. Huh? 24:40, right? Have you seen it? Okay, you've seen it. Genesis 25 verse what? 25 verse 20. That's the sister of Laban. Yeah, so That Bethuel we are talking about now, that the direct son of Nahor. Isaac was how old when he got married? So we'll come to the story of Isaac. Isaac was how old? 40 years when he got married. Is this still consistent with what we have here? Eh? It's still within that range now. 10 years plus or minus. Maybe even married late. So the least Isaac person was 35, he was 40. So now Isaac, how old was he when he gave birth to his first child? How old was he when he got back? Is there, I know it, I want to call it. Call it. Which Genesis? Verse what? Tell us the verse.
Verse 26.
Okay. Afterward, his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore. Isaac too was barren. So now listen. Isaac was 40 years and the child came when he was what? 60 years. He was barren for how long? When they say Rebecca was barren. So when the Bible says barren, can you see the length of, he said Rebecca was barren, right? And Isaac went to pray also, or whether Isaac entreated the Lord, he was barren. So, when Isaac married, how old was Abraham? He gave birth to Isaac when he was 100 years. When Isaac married at the age of 40, how old was Abraham? Abraham was 140 years. And God had told him that he's going to multiply and be a nation. Abraham watched Isaac. And he saw his son going the pattern that he also followed. The first year, no child. I want you to see what Abraham was going through. The first year, no child. Second year, 2 years. And God had given him word that that is in Isaac shall your seed be called. Topper, don't sleep. That in Isaac shall your seed be called. Right? So Abraham was 160 years. At 150 years, 140, 50, he has not seen his first grandchild. It was only Isaac. He was saved for sometimes, you know, he could die within that age because that's the age they were dying. If you look at, see now, yeah. Now his grandfather died at 119. I think Terah died at 2 something. So after God gave him the promise, Abraham was childless for that length of years. Yes, now. So he died 15 years later. So as at the time Abraham was dying, how old was Isaac? Isaac was just a toddler running up and down. Isaac was, Jacob and Esau were how old?
15
years. Just those two boys were just 15 years. And that was everything that Abraham saw in his lifetime. The one that had the covenant and the promise. So I want you to see, when you begin to walk with God, God does not think the way man thinks. God is unveiling something that is eternal. So even if it's not the tickle of it, you see. So I want you to see the pain that Abraham went through. Because when Abraham, I want to show you that when Rebecca died, that was when Isaac married, right? When Rebecca died. Abraham too married. Abraham was pumping out children, and yet Isaac was barren. Keturah now, he married Keturah. And Keturah were giving birth to children. So if Abraham, that was an old man, was giving birth to children, his own son, that is the covenant, that is bearing the covenant, that out of him kings and nations and everything that God has told Abraham is going to pass through, that one was barren. Abraham was looking at him childless, and was he himself was producing. See now Keturah, Genesis 25 now. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, Shua. Joshua begat Sheba, Dedan. Those ones were giving birth, but Isaac was Ishmael. He that had the promise, and he that had the covenant. Praise the Lord. What am I saying? That I say you should what? Faint what? It's a very long journey with God. Sometimes you say, I've been studying, I've been praying, I've been doing this. God has told to me, I've been obeying God, I've not seen anything yet. No. You see, but look at the distance that Abraham traveled. Because God promised him a physical son, that those things is a spiritual heritage that will be passed on through his physical lineage. So you can see Abraham was so barren before God met him for a period of between 30 to 25 years of barrenness. If Abraham should marry at the age of 35 and God met him at the age of 75, then he was barren for 40 years. Praise the Lord. If he married at the age of 35, his own grandfather married at 29. If he married that, and his own sibling married within the range of 30. If he married in his 30s, let's say 35 on the average, and God met him at 75, that means he was barren for 40 years. After that 40 years, God added another 25 years. So when you add 40 plus 25, how many is that? That would be about 65 years of barrenness before the child came. And when the child came, one day God woke up and said, go and kill that child. Is it not enough for the man to run mad? After the child came, he go and kill the child. So can you see the path that Abraham saw? See, pain is real in the divine path. For see, our light affliction. Compared to what we are coming to get, compared to what is working inside of us, the affliction is light. But it's not as if the affliction is not real, it's real. When Paul said they beat him how many times with rod? 39 lashes with rod. It's in the ice cream. Something that has rod at the edge that will remove your flesh. That they say beat him with it 5 times. He call it light affliction. If they give you one, you now know whether it's light or not. It is light, not because it's not it was a heavy yoke. It is light compared to what is coming. It's a light affliction compared to the glory that is coming. When they tie a man to the tree, like they tied Isaiah to the tree and cut him into two, you are calling it light affliction. But it is also light compared to what is coming. When Boko Haram or ISIS also only behead people's head. It's also light affliction. All this in Boko Haram is light affliction compared to the glory that the saints will enter, those who are being killed by it. That's what Paul is telling us. It is light comparable to the glory that is coming. So look at all these things that Abraham go to. On the average, Abraham went through a period of barrenness that is over 50 years. 60 years. Even if you say a married at 35 plus 35 plus another 25, that's about 60 years of barrenness. Then when he had a child, God said he should go and kill the child. God slayed the child. Then Abraham washed the child barren in his side. How many parents you marry and you see your child is going back? After 20 years, your child has not given birth. You'll be giving praise, Abby. You'll be giving testimony and doing praise and Lord everywhere. And the man himself, Abraham, as an old man, old, that does not even need the children again. He just married Keturah because he was not looking for children. He already had the child, the covenant child. So the other he married was for fun. Maybe for a woman that will take care of him. Companion like that, and that pleasure marriage was producing children, and yet Isaac was barren, not for 1 year, 2 years, for you know, do you know what is 20 years? Abraham was barren for 20 years. So I want you to see the affliction, the pain that Abraham went through. They call Jesus Christ a man of sorrow. Typifying the kind of life that Abraham was a man of sorrow. All his days on earth. What kept him was the promise, was the covenant. How can you explain to me that God met him one day? This is the child that you have waited for like 60 years. One day you should go and kill him. Praise the Lord. So when you say there is now a promise, we to be a promise being left to us of entering into his rest, you think you can put your hand inside your pocket and just walk into it? I'm sure this is the path of life. This is the road that Jesus himself passed. This is the road that David passed. Every one of us will pass this road. But the Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory, will make it glorious to us. But it's not as if there was no pain. The Bible says Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. That's not the weeping we are talking about. They say in the days of his flesh. Hebrews told us that in the days of his flesh, when he was physically on earth, after he had offered up prayer with strong tears and supplication to him that could save him from death, and he was hiding at the fear. Jesus was him. The Bible says he was a man of sorrow. Not just so many times he cried. So many times, you know, when you hedge somebody, so many times Jesus had been hedged in, and nothing but tears will just come out of his eyes. This is the Messiah that you are following. So when you begin to see certain things around your life, you don't look at it as strange. Praise the Lord. Continue what? Continue the journey. Keep moving. No retreat. No surrender. You keep moving. Somebody, I don't know what's happening around me. Everything is turning against me. This and that. What do? Keep what? Keep moving. We are on a very long journey. It's a long course. Look, just brief analysis of Abraham's life. Praise the Lord. Tolu, you say you want to ask a question. I've not forgotten. So I don't want you to sleep. Listen to everything I'm saying so that I can rearrange your question very well. So this is just a brief analysis of the life of Abraham. You've seen it. It's clear. It's there. It's in the Bible. It's in your Bible. It's in the scripture. So this is it. So what did you put together from here? So Lola, maybe sometime prayer, let's pray. Maybe you go. You see, why some people join some kind of meetings. After some time, they say I've seen some people talk. They join some this prophetic group. This and after some time, you know, they were disillusioned. You know, they came with high expectation to be met the following day. You understand? After some time, you turn back and start criticizing the group. I've seen them. You know, they talk about this. They are talking about this. This and that. After some time, they turn back. They had high expectation. It was not met in the immediate. After some time, some said that tongues. I've attended how many? 5 times. Nothing has happened to my prayer life. We're just trying to how do you call it? Trying to in no passion. There's this word used to use that when you stimulate people now, try to. There's one derogative word they use. I can't. Like that. So that I've been gone to tongues like that. So it's just some people say they're spiritual, they want to ginger. After maybe 6 months, 8 months, nothing is happening. They just give it. Even some habit, character. Sometimes you struggle with a particular habit. After sometimes you give up. There were people that didn't want to be gay, that you know it's a spirit. They even went and married a woman. They think keep knocking hard, instead of resisting, keep knocking hard. After some time, they will leave their marriage. Say they can't resist it. Maybe God has made me this way. Abraham labored. Abraham fought for 60 years. After 60 years, he continued fighting. After 60 years, he fought for another 60 years. Because he was one right. If he was lying for about 60 years, right? He still waited for another 60 years to see the seed of his son, his grandchildren, two of them, Esau and. So he waited for another 60 years, that's about 120 years. No more that the Bible talk about faith and after he had waited, that Abraham, after he had waited, he inherited the promises, he waited. So that's why I'm bringing into one very strong biblical word, wait. Even your own spiritual growth life, Abby, growth, you need to wait. That's what we call patience. He said after he had waited, he said after he had done the will of God, he still waited. To inherit the promise. After he had done the will, he still waited. He had done this circumcision, he did obey, Isaac, after he did all those things, he had to wait. If you don't learn how to wait, you can't go any. You can't go far with God. Even to see your spiritual life, how many of us want our spiritual life change? You'll be doing a lot of things, but you look at the progress you have made. You look at it, sometimes you are disappointed, sometimes you are not. Abi, Nola, I have one word for us. What was that word? I want to write it somewhere here. What is this? They that wait upon the Lord. When you read that statement in 1 second, Abraham, he costed like 120 years. They that wait, I'm not saying it in the terms of duration, the length of years you have to wait. But I'm just giving this one as a classical experience. So your spiritual growth, you will grow. When you do the basic things that lead to spiritual growth, you will grow. But you need to what? Wait. And you need to be patient with your own self. Sometimes we're not patient with ourselves. Sometimes you just give up. You know, you need to keep on. Some people are struggling with prayerlessness, they've given up. They can't, me, I can't pray. It's not for me. It's a gift. Prayer is a gift. Come up with some very dangerous conclusion. Very dangerous conclusion that prayer is a gift. The spirit of prayer is a gift. Me, I don't have it. So no. You need to keep prudent. You need to keep moving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope you understand everything that was said. And the application of it in your life. We're not just here to learn about what happened to Abraham, but applying to your life. Patience. The place of waiting. All these Job say, all the days of my appointed days will I wait until my change comes. See, all the days of my appointed years. So if the days of his appointed, if the days, on the average a man lives for like maybe 20,000 days. Please multiply 365 by 70 years. 365 days make a year, right? Mm-hmm. Times 70 years. You know the number of days that a man on the average lives. How many is it? You know, that's for those that live up to 70 years.
25,500.
Let's say on the average of 26,000 days. Can you see how small it is? Just 26,000 days. So if you say all the days of my appointed year, 26, let's say it's like, let's use all the days, the 26,000 days, I will wait until I see my change. And we wait. Praise the Lord. God is a spirit. He's not a man. He's not human. Amen. God does not think what your neighbors are thinking, what my neighbor thinks, what my friends think. Amen. God does not look at them before he gives you instruction or initiates his dealings with you. God just thinks about himself and thinks about his program. God was just thinking about his program. God has seen the people coming. He said, kings will come out of your lineage, right? Abraham only saw, who did he see? Abraham saw two people. If out of Esau and Jacob, he did not even know the one that was the covenant. You know, it's not work. You know, when your own page, when your own story finish, God finish with you. He has given birth to Isaac, right? His own page has finished. That's why they closed the chapter. From there, they didn't talk about him again. They only mentioned he married some other wives. He died and he went. Abraham had left the picture. Who was in the picture was Isaac. Even when Abraham was alive, he was still after I gave birth to Isaac, he was still alive for 75 years now. But what significant was mentioned about him? Nothing. Apart from that, he married Keturah. After that, his Sarah died and he married Keturah. That in 75 years, that was the only record that was given about Abraham. Because his own story has ended. His story ended the day he gave birth to Isaac. Praise the Lord. So his own story in the story of the Messiah Christ, that God was swimming on it, ended when he gave birth to Isaac, right? So Isaac continued. So he watched Isaac for, in the 75 years that he watched Isaac, he only saw. I say, so only how many people?
Two.
I say, Abraham saw, he saw who? Isaac, right? And he saw Esau. And what? And I said, out of these two, except God told him, I would not know. Except God told him by revelation, we don't know. But I'm sure God will not tell him. Somehow, I felt God will not tell him. So story in the portion has ended, or as a privilege. Being a friend of God and had such great work with him, God could have told him, but he will keep quiet. He may not say. So he saw Isaac, he saw Esau and what? And Jacob. This was all the people that he saw. Did he see King David? That was coming out of his loins. As at the day God was speaking to Abraham and making that covenant with him, God has already seen David. He has already seen all this Isaiah, Elisha, Samuel. Yes. Yes, down to the lineage to Christ. God has seen all of them. Did Abraham see them? Eh? The ignorance is saying, okay, he went to the mountain, he carried the lamb and all of those things, but he didn't have so much understanding, but he was just faithful. The same thing happens to you. Can you be faithful? Because a lot of the details about your life, you are not seeing them. And God may not bother to tell you. Praise the Lord. So look at the Abraham. These are the two people he saw. And in that same lineage, you had Abi, David, Josiah, Hezekiah, all those kings. You know, kings of Judah. Down to the 12 apostles of the Lamb. All of them were descendants of Abraham. Even when Paul, even to Paul, he didn't see Paul. Even when Paul wrote that Abraham, the father of faith or righteousness, everything. So all of these were in his loins. Even Levi. Did he see Levi? The Bible says Levi was in the loins of Abraham. And even in the loins of Abraham, he paid tithe. Did Abraham see Levi paying tithe? But these were all things that were visible to God, and God was seeing them. So what am I saying that what? Faith was?
Faith
what?
Wait.
Wait, I say faith not. There's a bigger picture than what you are seeing. No matter what God shows you, no matter the revelation you have, there's a bigger picture that God that you cannot see. He said we'll see in a glass. Darkly and in shadows. Praise the Lord. You see in shadows, you see darkly. There's a bigger picture that God is that you are not seeing. So can you continue walking? Can you continue moving? Praise the Lord. Though he slay me. He said, though he slay me, yet what? Yet will I trust in him. So this is just a give us a peripheral understanding of our calling. What God is calling you and I into. And also to show you the path. The path and the process. You will wait and wait and wait. What happened to King Saul when he couldn't wait? When did he start having problem with God? The anointed king of Israel. Please wake your neighbor. They say you should go and sacrifice. Samuel said he was coming. This was not God, this was a man. Then what about if it's him and God? Samuel said he was coming, that he should wait, not offer the sacrifice. He waited. Samuel is not coming. He couldn't wait again. He went and did what? The sacrifice. And what? After I finished the sacrifice, Samuel what? Okay, you see this one? Oh, I clean it. You see this one? Wait, it's related to faith not. Wait. He went and offered the sacrifice himself. Who was the example? This word wait is one, there are many differences, but it's one of the critical differences between David and Saul. David waited. Look at King. Look at the how many times will have killed Saul and become the king? Two times he was delayed. He waited. That was a golden opportunity. He ended his affliction. He still waited for God. He still continued the affliction. He still waited in affliction. He did not kill him two times. Then even when Saul died, he did not go and hijack the throne. He still waited until he came and called him that come and be our king. Even when he knew that, can you see that word? He waited. You need to learn patience. You need to learn patience in your spirit. Praise the Lord. So in the place of prayer, in the place of fellowship, praise the Lord. While all of us are sleeping, let's stand up. I'll run over the next 5 minutes and we'll pray. A good number of people are sleeping. I know some people are like crazy. Can you wait? Wait. I want to bring it back to you. Wait. Give me a Bible. Give me a Bible. Can you see? What is this word?
Wait.
Can you see what we can't even have the patience to study Bible? And you want to lay hold of the covenant. Even this Bible, the least thing that could be done, the least. I've shown you people like Abraham waited, Isaac, they wait, right? How about Jacob? He said 7 years I labor for a child, for a wife. Labor for another 7 years, 14 years for a wife. Abi? Then he now labor for 6 years to have the inheritance. He said for 20, you know, his father waited for 20 years to have a child. He waited for, he to also labor for another 20 years. He said in the course of that 20, that sleep departed from his eyes. To tell what, he said in the cold, whether the weather is hot or cold, I was in that weather. Those men toiled so that they can lay hold on the covenant. The covenant was really given to them. Praise the Lord. They tried to come into alignment with what God was doing. Even in this world, we don't even have the patience to what? To wait. Then the second in the place of prayers. Can't even wait. No 10 naira patience, even in the place of prayer, to wait. Wait, and we're talking about waiting. When we are talking about I use the word tentatively. Abraham waited for like 120 years to see what his seed, to see beyond his seed, nearly 120 years. The other one, look at it, but we carry by prayer the least thing that could be done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the ball is in your court. So when you say Jehovah, serving God is not ice cream, you must be dead serious. And you must prove to God that you are serious. You must be dead serious. You must show to God that you are serious. That's why a lot of people, they have prayed, but nothing is happening. You know why? Because deep inside of them, there is no seriousness. But the moment of need, they started praying. Out of mercy, God can answer certain kinds of prayer. Out of mercy. The out of mercy will not answer some, so that you can learn some bitter lesson. Some prayer that, I say some prayer that God does not answer is also out of what? Out of mercy. Or not something that is supposed to have. But out of mercy, he will what? He will withhold it. He will withhold it out of mercy. So that is it. Praise the Lord. All right, Tolu, can I hear your question?
About Lot. I mean, Lot is older than Bethuel.
Okay.
That's the question I want to ask. Is Lot older than Bethuel?
Okay. Like I told you, I don't know. I don't know. Because Lot is not. That's why God gave detail of you that are part of in the lineage. God gave detail of the life of people. Hold on. God gave, the Bible gave detail of the people that are in the lineage of the covenant. Is that not what I say that time? In the those ones that are relevant to the covenant of Christ. If you keep tracing, you know the genealogy of Christ, they started from Adam. Adam said, did up until the person that gave birth to Jesus in the flesh. So if people that are relevant to the Messiah that they gave detail about their life, they read no detail. He said he took Lot, Abby. Lot was no person, he took Lot. After some time, separate from Lot. After he rescued from Lot, well, they didn't tell anything about Lot again. Apart from that, the child go and impregnate him. So all those stories, but they were not part of the covenant, so we won't detail ourselves with them. Praise the Lord. Any other question? Okay, a contribution.
Concerning the waiting, this thing, so I want us to also learn from Jesus Christ. Jesus waited for 30 years just to fulfill a 3 years course.
Yes.
A 3 years assignment. So let's learn from him too.
Waiting. So, Sister Mercy, so you are ready to wait. Wait in all ramification. Okay, in all ramification, in every aspect of the life, waiting. Now waiting is to talk about patience. Patience with God and patience with yourself. Yeah, praise the Lord. You must give yourself space to also grow. Keep study, keep learning, keep obeying the Holy Ghost. Where you are not obeying today, keep pushing. Tomorrow you obey. Praise the Lord. The places you struggle today, after maybe you work with God for that 6 months, 18 months, it's God that you don't struggle in that area again. You know? That is how it is. There was one time, I think I've said it before, God told me one word when I was in the university. As you work with me, you share skills. Like a snake, and after some time you share that old skill, a new skill will come. I was talking about habit, character. Some of those things, we have them. We say we'll deny it is a lie. We are lying to ourselves. So some things that they say, after you walk with God, after some time, it's some of the things does not have the strength that they have. You know? It's got that some of the things that are bugging you, the strength that they have, you know? Some of you may be sleepiness, you know, some of you might be lost, and some of those things, after you keep walking with God, after some time, you know, they don't have the hold. They have their hold start breaking. There are some that break instantaneously. Don't be deceived. Some people give you testimony just in one day. All my bad habits died off. There are some that break instantaneously, and there are some that does not break instantaneously. As you keep walking with God, you keep shedding skills. Praise the Lord. You don't shed all the skills in one day, not like the snake now. You know, you kept shedding skill. You know, you say by we are being renewed day by what? Day by the skills are certain things. Yes, certain things are dropping. You know, prayerlessness, you need to conquer loss, greed. The love of money, you don't even know it's there until God starts giving you money. You are not a copper now. You don't even know whether the love of money is there. You don't know. Until money starts coming. I'm telling you, if you assume that, you know, just be telling God to help you in that area. Praise the Lord. You know, a hell like that. So, you don't know all of you here. You, when you handle money, you now know whether the love of money is inside of you. Because money on its own is a life. It generates idea. Praise the Lord. It generates idea. It gives you idea. Money thinks for you. Praise the Lord. That's when you start seeing so many things you are not seeing before. You start even knowing the things you don't even know before. Praise the Lord. So that is another whole ground on its own. Okay, Sister Akin.
Okay. as looking at the lifestyle of Christ, before he could start his mission here on earth, he passed through a wilderness, and that wilderness is just like a process of waiting too. And when he fasted, after fasting, the Spirit led him to the wilderness, and after he came out from the wilderness, that's when he started manifesting. So it is with us today. Before you become to get to that level of life, there are some process that God will take you to. And if you are not careful of being able to wait and being able to be patient, you will miss it. And anytime you pass through that process, those things will start manifesting very fast. You yourself, you'll be shocked. How come these things is happening to me? These are the things that I've been praying for many years. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay.
Praise God. Actually, it's a question. I perceive that there's a place in Deuteronomy chapter 2. Well, the Lord spoke to Moses concerning the hill. Okay. The children of. Okay. When God gave instruction concerning the
He mentioned another very important thing. How long did Moses wait in the wilderness?
40 years. 40 years plus his age. That's 80 years. Deuteronomy.
Waiting is sure, and he was as an old man. There was a young boy when he had he grew up during the form of the Messiah, but was born with energy. God came out
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 5 said, but you must not start a war with them, because I am not going to give you so much as a square meter of their land. I have given Edom to Esau's descendants. Now verse 9 also, he said, the Lord said to me, don't trouble the people of Moab, the descendants of Lot, or start a war against them. I have given them the city of Ar, and I am not going to give you any of their land. Now I'm now seeing that why is God sparing all this nations like the Esau, and there's a particular place in the Bible in scripture that I couldn't recollect it, where God said
I'll answer. God is the God of all. Even if they are not a portion of the covenant, even the covenant is not with them. Ishmael, he said Ishmael is your child, though the covenant is not with him, but I will still bless him for your sake because it's your child. God is the God of all. So even unbeliever, you see, there he created human being. So God still cares for them. He said he makes his rain to fall on the good and the evil. Abi, his sun to rise on the good and the evil. But there's a sun. No, there are two kinds of sun. There's a sun that makes it to fall on the good and what? On the evil, which is the physical sun, the generic sun. But there's another sun called the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. And those ones is for the covenant seed. Those ones are the people of the covenant. Those are the ones that inherit Christ. But anybody, so long as you are a human being, you inherit the Son, right? The Son will work for you, but Christ is for the covenant seed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
There's a question that I have to ask.
Okay.